Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Happy Mother's Day to all. Today, we arrive at the fifth week of Easter. Last week, we saw our brave and good shepherd who leads and guides and forms us. The one who said that he is the gate that protects from all that destroys or troubles us. This week, trouble is still around. And it's no mere image. In fact, it's a reality. The scriptures this weekend take us back to the last night of Jesus' life, the Last Supper. And literally, Jesus is face to face with trouble. Judas is there at the table. And the slaughter of the Lamb of God is at hand. In this context of so much trouble, Jesus speaks such an important word, a word that reveals a lot to us about ourselves, about our human nature, a word that is easily forgotten or left undiscovered or developed. He says this, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Isn't that interesting? And I would suggest that it's very powerful. It's interesting because trouble is at hand. Life is about to change big time, and Jesus is saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. It's powerful because that command reveals and reminds us that there is a distinction, there is a difference between feeling, experiencing trouble, and being troubled. There is a distinction between our emotions, our thought life, and our being. And that distinction is so important to see. It's so important to acknowledge. And it's so important that that mature within us, especially when we live in a fallen world. Our world is so reactionary. We see something and we react. We hear something and we worry. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled, even in the midst of it. And then he invites from those disciples what he invites from us today, faith. Last week, we said that bravery or courage is firmness in difficulty. It is constancy in the good. Catechism says that faith is both a gift and a response, what God gives and what we give. I like Mother Angelica's definition of faith. She was a tough cookie. Rita Rizzo. She said, faith is 1 foot in the air, 1 foot on the ground, and a queasy feeling in the stomach. That's faith. I'm sure we're all familiar with the queasy feeling in the stomach. And perhaps the 1 foot in the air. We might be feeling that way when we step outside, when we're trying to think how we're going to shop, how we're going to come back to church, how we're going to relate with others. The foot in the air. How about the foot on the ground? What is that like? How grounded are we? What is the floor that we stand on? And Jesus tells his disciples, have faith in me. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And my friends, that is such good news to us. That in our lives, there is a way, there is a life that's bigger than ours. There is a truth that can be discovered. And that news, that there is such truth, that there is a way, that there is life, that has power to fill us with a hope and a confidence. It has power to grow us up and to mature us along that way, in that truth, that we are people full of life. For all of us, life began our own way, initiate it, and the truth is that we were all begun in our mother's womb. And that was a place of tremendous growth. And however perfect or imperfect that may have been, we are here today because there was a woman in whom we began. A woman said, "Let it be." And if you, like me, were born in this country after January of 1973, that's no small thing. Because our mother could have said, "No, don't let it be." And we would not be here. But we are here because someone, a mother, gave life. Today, we honor that particular woman. We pray for her and we thank God for her. And now for ourselves, we can ask after birth, what is it that grows us? Beyond the womb, what is it that matures us? How do we navigate through troubles and storms and waves? And I suppose there's many ways. But we're reminded that there is God Himself and His Blessed Mother. We are reminded that we were not just born, but we were born again in baptism. And the worth of a baptized soul is priceless. Our being. And the word today about not letting our hearts be troubled is a serious command. And having faith in God is the way. My friends, as we celebrate and get ready for this fifth week of Easter, let us sit with this word of the Lord to not let our hearts be troubled. Let us cease being troubled by trouble, by being sucked into the worry of our age and time. Let us, in short, be Christian and allow the growth in God to happen in us. One of the big helps to that for me personally is the rosary. This cord anchors me. It's an umbilical cord that connects me with hope and faith and love. Gets out the worry, the crap, disease, and grounds me into truth, goodness, the rosary. It sees me through challenges of life so that I may see and hear and think of trouble but remain untroubled. You see, God sees and knows mess, but He Himself is not a mess. He is the victorious King. Today on this Mother's Day, it's a particular sadness not to have all the women and all the moms here for a blessing. So we created this jar. We put the names of all of our adult women parishioners into this jar, 926 of them, and we will entrust them to Mary, the Mother of God, later in this Mass. But I'd just like to say a closing word about the woman that started this day, this Mother's Day. You might be familiar with her. I'm not sure how this fits into the homily, but I just want to mention her name. Anna Jarvis. It was in 1908 that Anna, mourning the death of her own mother, realized how important mothers are and highlighted and celebrated a special day for them. It became a national holiday in 1914. And interestingly enough, by 1920, only 16 years after it began, Anna Jarvis became disgusted with the commercialization of Mother's Day. And she did everything she could to fight against it. She knew the real worth of mother. Interesting, too, she never was a mom. And in fact, she died only miles from here on Marshall Street in Westchester, Pennsylvania. She died in an asylum, a sanitarium. A woman that knew trouble. And she became troubled. My friends, today, amidst all of the troubles that we face, and we know them, let us pray for the grace not to be troubled. And for all of those who may be, we pray for them, that they may know Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. God be with you.